Hey, 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 I am back with a new Anchor podcast. It's funny because I actually just did one, and you know when you get to the 3-minute mark and then it shows you at the bottom, oh, no one really likes to listen to, you know, any long podcasts, and it kind of just freezes you and it's kind of awkward because you're like, well, do I continue or do I stop? Do I continue, do I stop? And so I just decided to stop and delete it. But I'm hoping anyway I can make this shorter anyhow. But anyway, jumping to the topic of conversation. So like I was saying on my podcast just not too long ago, I was talking about my job and how overpowering it's been. And I've not had, I guess, that much time to focus on my creative aspect or my creative journey. It's been a very big, huge pause, which I'm shocked because I'm such a workaholic when it comes to my creativity aspect. I've always been like that from as young as I can remember. So for me, it's like, wow. But anyway, so referring to my job, I was saying I'm a support worker for the special need. And, you know, at the start, like anyone would be starting a new job, I was so hesitant. Like, I was so scared. Not scared, but I was so... Actually, I was scared because I was scared because I'm starting a new job and I'm scared because it was full-time. I've only had part-time jobs in my time, so I've never had a full-time job. And I knew instantly that the schedule would be one hell along, like, different to what a part-time job or part-time role was. So for me, it was more about trying to, like, adjust to the idea that I'm about to have a full-time job, which is pretty much Monday. Well, the job that I have now is a 24-hour service organization, so it's one of those things where I don't really have a choice but to work on the days that are given. Yeah, you get the 2 days off, but majority of the time it's pretty much Monday to Sunday, you know, unless there's the 2 days within that period. Anyhow, so yeah, the role is good, the job is good as a support worker. It's very, very tiring, it's very, very stressful. You know, you are working to cater to other people's needs and other people's like life, basically. You basically live a second life. You kind of like, you're kind of invisible within your own life because you've now decided to take upon someone else's life and basically look after them, which is fantastic. Like, this job for me is like by far the most rewarding job that I can say I've ever had, you know, in a work-life job that I don't passionately want. I know that sounds really, really bad, but, you know, it's a job that I really, really massively enjoy, but it's obviously not a passion of mine, which sucks. You know, I think many of us are in that situation when we're in jobs that obviously are not passions of ours, but we just have to do it to live, basically. But yeah, anyway, so that's pretty much my job. And again, like I said before in my previous podcast, things have been very difficult in terms of just, see that 3-minute mark things come up, the warning. But yeah, things have changed, like I said, in terms of my creativity aspects and journey. But all I can say really to everyone is just continue to stick in what you do. There's a reason why I've been placed in this job, and I keep reminding myself, and I try to keep reminding myself, even when I am down, to say to myself, God has placed me, the universe has placed me in this role to learn something, to grow as a human, to adapt to new energies that I'm supposed to absorb. You understand? So for anyone that is in this situation where they're so lost or they're so confused, like, why am I here? But I've been doing this for like pretty much my whole of my life, and I'm here now, which is completely opposite. God knows I would never have seen myself doing this. Stick in there, do it, because at the end of the day, it is your journey firstly, and your talents or whatever you enjoy will never go. Do you understand? It's something that's for over there. It's just down to you to chase them, I guess, and it's down to you to try and make the best out of what you want, even though you're in a job that you don't necessarily want or passionately care about. But yeah, that's pretty much it, really, about my support worker job, innit? That's pretty much it. I thought I'd just come and share to you guys that. Yeah, just let you know what I do, really. Yeah. Let me know, guys, what jobs you do and whether you passionately enjoyed them. If you do, that's fantastic. Let me know what you enjoy about it. Or, you know, if you're in a job like myself and you're kind of like, well, why am I in it when I'm not passionate about it and there's things that I want to achieve? Let me know what you think by tuning in and giving me your feedback. It'd be great to have a one-to-one conversation about this. But till then, peace out. I'll speak to you all very soon.